a Catholic some of these scriptures to go with these doctrines, how are they going to respond? You know, how are they going to respond? But anyway, let's keep going. This is a good, who's a brother Jacob? Go ahead.
It's what we're going through here is why the cigarette company who's marketed their cigarettes on the bottom shelf, when kids see it and start smoking when they're young, you have them for your whole life. This is, it doesn't make sense scripturally why they do this, but when you think about it, they want money. They want people to follow them. They want to get them as early as they can and then keep them until after they're dead. And so when you look at it that way, what they're trying to do is just steal people's lives, and that's what they accomplish.
Again, and I wasn't planning to go into all this. I just wanted to get touch the base with what Augustine, how he led to this. But there's enough reading in the books that you guys have that will raise your eyebrows about the money-making system for the Roman Catholic Church. It's right here, this stuff right here. Threats, scares, tactics. Oh my, people living on beans, being poor because they're so afraid what's going to happen to their soul and their families after they die. All right, sit around again.
Just reading completely negates 2 Corinthians 5:21 about the imputed righteousness of Christ. Okay. So if we can make our own credit account, we don't need the imputed righteousness of Christ.
Don't. Yeah, making it easier. They're making it easier, so-called. Brother Jared, one more paragraph, please.
Cursed large sum to go into the account in heaven was, of course, the work of Lord Jesus. As he did no evil, none of his good works were needed for himself, so all his good works could and would, of course, go into the credit account. And then, in addition to that, all the surplus goods, in addition to what each might need for himself, by the apostle and by all goods of people thereafter, would be added to that credit account, making it enormously low. And then all this immense sum placed to the credit of the church, the only church, and permission given to the church to use as needed for some poor sinning mortal, and charging for that credit as much as might be thought wise, for each one needed the heavenly credit.
Oh boy. You know, and I tell you what, you guys, I joke about, what's that?
How do you, what's the balance?
What's the balance?
Oh, it's on his credit account.
Oh, yeah. Why? Oh, well, we don't know if we have enough in there to cover all this. Okay, go ahead.
Well, you know, my parents are Catholic.
Okay.
And so the one thing that I laugh about is a trip testing ground. You know, hey, have you heard about don't call the other men fathers? You know, but they don't know any of this.
Yes.
It's not given to them because it's just so complicated. You get in there and it's just a family tradition is what it is.
Yeah.
At this point. And catechism, you got all these other forms of doctrine that they want to teach you, and you're like, okay, or I don't understand any of this. It's just better just to go in with a lump sum and just figure it out when we get there. And that's the thought process.
Yeah. So there's, like I said, this stuff that we're reading right here and a whole bunch more, and go, there's some encyclopedias, but you can go read this stuff in there. It's all right there. People used to get those things and used to read this. That's what they went to. And like, thank you. That's what the group's doing. We're going to do the same thing. All right? Brother Jared, one more.
Hence came the sale of indulgences. Persons could buy for themselves or their friends or even dead friends. The prices varied in proportion to the offense committed or to be committed. This was sometimes carried to a desperate extreme, as admitted by Catholics themselves. Some historians or encyclopedias give a list of prices charged on different sins for which indulgences were sold.
I am now going to start going and not just buying these old perverted Bibles just for classes. I'm going to look at old encyclopedias. I'm going to find these prices. That's what I want to find. But just look at this real quick. Persons could buy for themselves. And thank you for sharing that. You know, if you do get the good fortune to be able to sit down with that friend you're talking with about their belief, their church, you know, if they'll just accept the Bible as God's word, just a couple of scriptures have already been mentioned right here about. Go ahead.
Isn't that disturbing to be committed?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah, we can. It's a credit account.
You get to pay for things that you're going to do?
Hey, it's pretty convenient.
Wow.
Pretty convenient, right? Pretty convenient. So I sit there and I read a person's goodbye for themselves. I couldn't help but think of Luke 16, right? Everybody think of the rich man, right? And we read this, and I am definitely not trying to make fun of this. And there's no joking here. But, you know, he was asking Abraham here, and he said, in verse 27, I pray therefore thee, therefore, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. And I'm not trying to be a jokester, okay? But he said, for I have five brethren, that he may testify to them, lest they come to this place. And that's very serious, of course. You know, but he didn't. But he didn't ask for his brethren to take some of the riches and get him out of this place. You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's not even there. It wasn't even an option. If it's not an option in the Bible, why does it become an option to the Roman Catholic Church? You know why? Because someone's smarter than God? I don't know. 49th sonnet, to read this one. You know, Brother Christian, thank you for sharing it. If they will ever accept God's word, if they will ever accept God's word as truth, and first and foremost, even over the Pope. And oh, by the way, in the encyclopedia, there's a list of indulgences that only the Pope can approve. And sometimes you have to visit holy places, and sometimes you have to pay extra money, and sometimes you have to do community deeds and whatever. And if the Pope, you know, some of those worse sins have to be approved by higher up the chain. It's amazing how they got control of you, all right? But here in the 49th Psalm, this is called the Word of God, the Scriptures here. Where are we at here? Verses number 6, 49th Psalm. Yes, there it is. It says, they that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of the soul is precious, and it ceaseth forever. That he should still live forever and not see corruption. For he that seeth the wise men die, likewise the fool and the brutish person perish and leave their wealth to others. I think that's what I wanted to read. The bottom line is, you know, if there was a chance, an opportunity, it seems like if you read the scriptures, it says, no, there's no chance or opportunity to this. Why would they still go ahead and come up with this idea? Well, of course it is because they don't read the scripture, right? They don't accept the scriptures. They're smarter. They're better. And so even thinking of Matthew chapter 19, when the young ruler was talking to Jesus, you know, yeah, it says they're by heart to enter into heaven, right? The rich, right? Catholics have made it a lot easier for the rich to enter into heaven, so-called. What a joke. And so even, I think we should do this next one here. How about number 14, Matthew chapter 9. Reagan, can you read that, please? On page 36.
14?
Please.
Yet another new doctrine was necessary, yea, imperative, to make thoroughly effective the last two. That new doctrine is called purgatory, place of intermediate state between heaven and hell, at which all must stop to be cleansed from all sins, less than damning sins. Even the saints, quote-unquote, must go through purgatory and must remain there until cleansed by fire, unless they can get help through that credit account, and that they can get only through the prayers or the paying for indulgences by those living, hence the sale of indulgences. One departure from New Testament teaching leads inevitably to others.
Maybe you are aware of both of these. Maybe, you know, I'm just wasting a lot of people's time here. But if you haven't heard their thinking, it is quite comical. I mean, but they believe it. And that's how it's been going for a long, long time. Can you imagine how much money has went into the coffer of the Catholic churches because of this scare tactic, this fear? And yet, you know, Satan is very, very happy with this, right? Very, very happy. And if I think I heard, if they just go with the traditions or what the family does or what we've been doing for all these years or whatever the case is, why would we look into the Bible to see what the truth is? All right. But I reading there for the Reagan, put these back on. Oh, yeah, there it is. A place of immediate state between heaven and hell. And then it says here, at which all must stop to be cleansed from all sins. All right? Less damning sins. Well, of course, again, not trying to be jokester or whatever, but I, you know, we read over there is, 2 Kings, where Elijah, right? He goes up in the chariot, right? Says he's going up. I mean, tongue in cheek. Did he have to stop in purgatory for just a little bit there before he makes his way all the way up there? You know, good.
So, just, I did a little research. I found a little bit of a price list of how much these buildings were.
Did you do it on your phone?
Yes.
And I'm looking through encyclopedias trying to find it.
Modern day.
I'm done. Okay, go ahead. Well, give me a price list.
So, this guy, he says, basically, they would adjust it based on how rich they looked and who was granting the indulgence, so they varied a little bit.
So, need to dress poor when you go down to Great Breakfast. All right, go ahead.
Straight King means they have to pay is $11.25. All the way down to the poorest would pay about 23 cents. And then they're arranged a little bit in there. So it was based off of who was giving it, how rich they looked, and how they felt that day, pretty much. So there was a variability with that.
A very nice chair.
And
did it give you, like, a specific sins, what it would...
It didn't give you specific sins. It said it was...
I said $12 for knocking off your envy. That's not bad.
Probably a lot of them. Well, I think it is the religion of the mafia, isn't it? Right? All right. The thief on the cross today, right? Today you'll be with me in paradise. I heard it here, so... You, Brother Hawker, made mention of some sins, these futures. John Wayne, anybody heard of this? Go ahead. Anybody want to share?
His multi-million dollar fortune at the time of his death, right?
All right. Why? Make sure to get him out of here, get him, all right? Wow. Just think about that for a second. Hook, line, and sinker. You believed in that, right? Go ahead.
I talked to some of these folks at my job, previous job, and some religions adopt some of the Catholic stuff, and they've had it there. They change it, I guess, which is even funnier. But she's like, you know, some people take a moral stance with purgatory, as in it's another shot for people who never knew about God to be able to enter into it. And we're sitting there going, Titus 2:11 tells us that everybody... It's hurt. Nobody has an excuse. So there's no such thing. There's no such thing as purgatory. There's no middle ground there.
No.
Like, well, then how do you explain the babies? How do you explain all these other things? People need infant baptism. And you're like, oh, my, wow. Like, you guys are going real far, aren't you? But the thought process is it's just like it's a moral basis at some point. That's why people believe some of this stuff.
And so their brain gets that it just has to be that way. It just has to be that way, right? That's just our humanistic thinking, and that's just, you know, because how could? And the whole basis of this, just stick with what the Bible says. Just stick with what the Scripture says. Thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. Sister Rhonda, have one?
Just this, why the Catholic Church wants to keep their people ignorant. They don't need to study their Bible, but the hierarchy is going to tell them what the Bible teaches, and that is the whole premise for their religion. And why people are gullible. They don't know what the Bible says.
You know, we get into the dark ages, you know, and I know we struggle with this. I was just reading Brother Doug. Sorry, this is way off the base. You know, they couldn't have means and enough gas to go to meetings because of World War II, you know. But what we don't understand is during the dark ages, the ability, how many people couldn't read.
Yeah.
And I think most people in here can read. I don't read very well, but I can read. And so if you... Just think about it. If you just right now, just you're sitting in this class. There's letters, there's books. If you cannot read anything that's up here, anything in this room, maybe because it's different language or whatever. I'm serious. How do you feel a little bit inferior to the people who can? Right? Less, whatever. They did their job. They did their job. Satan knew what he was doing there on this. Okay, the dark age or whatever the case is. And so then they would just literally go a lot of times to their priest. And most of the time, the priest couldn't read. What they knew is what they had been taught. Now, some of the higher ones got to go and be in the, you know, go and be in some of the colleges and whatever. And they got really, you know, all right. But it was an exception. We're talking about that 95-point thesis thing, right? It was an exception that some of them had a chance to read some of that stuff and see the writing down of what Catholicism actually was doing. You know, Renathan, go ahead.
That's an interesting thought, because all the while, well, the MDs and his modernists.
Oh, my goodness.
They could read.
Oh, my goodness. They got their children to read. Oh, my.
And they stood on those scriptures that they had great understanding in that we today say, I don't want the King James. It's too hard to read. So I'm not kidding.
All right. Again, I'm not tongue-in-cheek here, and I was going to get out that box of unholy writ. And I have a Catholic Bible in there, and I wanted to get it out because I was reading over here in Acts. I'll close with this. And again, Stephen, boy, Acts chapter 7, boy, he took on a whole group of men. He took on a whole bunch of people.
And I have a Catholic Bible. I know we
get
to the very
end to get it out. So I was reading over here in Acts. I'll close with this. The stand. And again, Stephen, yes, it cost him his life. But he battled a whole bunch of them. They had to go take him to the Sanhedrin, and he battled them. And they were just torn. They could not handle the preaching of the Word of God. They could not handle Jesus' doctrine. And they literally took his life. But in his death, of course, he had this great victory, and he got to see his Lord. And I'm wondering, in the Catholic Bible, when it says there in verse number 59, and they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And then having them add in the verse saying, I will, Stephen, once you stop in purgatory and take care of everything, then I'll see you up here in heaven. Now, that's total joking around here. But in essence, they might as well put that verse in there, because that's what they're saying. This great victory for God in these chapter and a half, and then they got to throw their 2 cents in there, which is totally ridiculous. Brother Reagan, go ahead.
I always thought that purgatory was like sort of a strong misreading of Abraham's bosom captivity. I don't know that that's true, but I always just kind of thought that that's where they got it from.
They could have. I don't know. Someone else know that answer?
When you read about how these guys make stuff up, they're not using anything.
You
know, their idea of this how it works.
There might have been some thought there, but they like to. You know how some folks like to look in the mirror? Okay, let's be honest. Some folks like to look in the mirror. I don't. I'm ugly. Ryan, how ugly I am. But, well, they just like to, they like to hear themselves think and talk, and they're impressed with themselves. And the other, or Sean?
I realize this. Obviously, there were those men. There were those churches out there. They weren't out there fighting. They were human men. They were preaching the gospel individually. And these individuals brought that church, and now all of a sudden they're raised up in question with one of their doctors. So, well, who do they go to? Well, they go to theirs, and they have these problems with this teaching. And all of a sudden now teachings begin to change. There would be no changes if there was no confronting.
Exactly.
With, hey, you got a problem with the scriptures.
Yes.
And so all the way down through history, you have to have all these continual changes, because men, the Lord's churches, will stand up. This is what the Bible said. Now we get down to today. We're fighting the same thing.
Yeah.
But there's a lot fewer who will stand up. No, this is what the Bible teaches.
And so we'll conclude with that right there, because what was neat about five, we read this last night, 500 years ago, about those brother, right when the we got the chart out, right when that black line split, when Luther did his thing, Zwingli, those guys, the Reformation, we had brother that went on record. No, we're not part of the Reformation. We were never part of it. We never did agree with this stuff. And matter of fact, right, the Catholic Church, quote unquote, they're the ones that left the true faith, 251. We took a stand against them, and they went their own way. It took a while for it all to materialize, but it did. And the why do we read over these things, Brother Shanti, is because the biggest thing we have to realize, just like Stephen stood against the truth, and we read that in the scriptures, there have been brothers every decade, every year, who stood against these ridiculous things and said, no, the scriptures say this. We're not part of this here. You guys weren't. That's wrong. That's wrong. Said it was wrong. Even if they were had to flee for their life or they actually were killed. Because people said, no, this is crazy. And so thank goodness for the brethren that pointed out the mistakes and errors, because no doubt there are those that then turn from falling after this these ideas of men and went back to the truth or stick with the truth, you know. Anyway, all right, past time. Sorry, third jumper's up here. He'll have you stand. Someone smile, please. Here we go. Thank you.